wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
Welcome back to the Genius Bar, the best podcast in the world.
Number one. Not
0 degrees anymore. It's starting to warm up. The birds are chirping.
Yeah, what happened, dude? Last week, it was like the snow apocalypse, and now it's completely warm outside.
Yeah, it's just normal. It's just been raining, like a little bit on and off. I'm currently looking out my window and watching two people try to let their dogs greet each other, and they're kind of, oh, now they're humping.
Yep, I was going to say, it sounds like breeding to me.
Yeah, I guess it is the spring.
I think that's what would happen if someone introduced us for the first time. Would you start humping?
You know, we've really been humping out these videos lately with all this news. Do we have a jam-packed episode or what?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So much news. Like one story. That's what I counted. I have one.
And I think you were the source of that one story.
I was.
John, yeah, if you didn't make that video, I think I'd be out of work.
We'll just cancel it. We would have just canceled the episode.
Yeah.
Dude, this is our second episode this week. We're recording for the second time in one week because last week we had to re-record the episode last minute on Monday, same day that it went out because of Mark Gurman. We had recorded an episode the Friday before that and no one will ever hear that.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking like one day, like maybe we release it in like the 100th episode special or something.
We should do that like old TV shows where they just put on a rerun, like one week when we don't feel like doing an episode, we're just like, here's this one, but without any context. We're not like, hey, this, by the way, this is the lost episode. So they just start hearing like news from a year previous and they're like, what the hell is
that's
this?
The tough thing about like a podcast like this is it's not exactly like parts of it are evergreen, like I don't know, us just like talking right now about the concept of something, but other things are like well,
yeah,
the iMac color has been out for 7 years now, so
yeah. So if in November you hear us talking about a March event, you know you're hearing the lost episode. We should do that. We're going to put it out at some point, but you don't know when.
It'll be without context. You'll just be like, wait, isn't this news like 4 years old? When we're like out of town or something.
So you called us the number one podcast, but we're not number one. That was a lie. We're actually number six.
Are we number six still?
I don't know if we're still number six. I haven't looked, but for the sake of right now, yes. We're still number six.
I feel like we may have dropped a little bit.
Okay, to be fair, I'm completely shocked by this. I don't know how the audience keeps having us in the top charts, like, still.
Yeah.
You sent it to me, like, I stopped looking because I just assumed we weren't there anymore. And then you sent me a screenshot and we were still in front of Marquez this week. And then I'm just like, what did we do to deserve this?
Yeah.
The audience for this show is crazy. You know what it is? I think it's you.
It's me?
Yeah.
John, I think it's you.
I think they're here to support you. We should call them the Samory.
Dude, that's what I should say. I've always wanted to call my fans something. I've never had an idea for what to call them. I used to do like the eye updaters.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
I know.
You don't do that anymore, thank God. Right?
I think that was like short-lived.
You weren't thinking about doing it again, were you?
It did sound exciting for a second.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Toilet Squad. Yeah, you're the Toilet Squad.
Well, that happened on accident because I think I made a couple jokes about people watching on the toilet, but then everyone started commenting that they were literally watching on the toilet. And so it just became a meme.
Wow.
They did it to themselves.
That's true, though. I mean, everybody has a good poop vid. Spoiler, I poop.
No, we should, one of these episodes, we should just record in the bathroom.
Oh, that same bathroom, dude. I want to be honest with you, John. I love the whole Toilet Squad meme, but like sometimes when you put like toilet flushing effects in your videos, it's hard for me to not pause at least for a second.
Oh, it's fine. It's okay, baby.
It makes me want to go to the toilet and throw up. I'm just like, oh, this is a lot.
Hey, if you're throwing up at the toilet, that you're still part of the Toilet Squad.
Okay, we're still in.
Hey, I had to check. I was afraid that we didn't press record, but I did. I had to check.
Thank God.
Had a tiny little panic moment.
I was very panicked and excited the other day when you told me some big news about the next computer you're going to be purchasing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all in. Okay.
I was looking at M1 Max because, well, I want one. And I could not decide what to get or which ones to get. But I feel kind of not sketched out, but, and it's not like I'm questioning the M1 series, but because it's the first one and I know the next one is going to be so much better and it's not that far away, I didn't want to buy into M1 just yet because I know it's great, but I know that like just around the corner, it's going to be amazing. And so what I need to do is replace a main machine for editing and all that other stuff. So that's why I'm looking at the next generation, like the M1X Max. And so I was looking at different Macs to get. I thought about the M1 MacBook Pro. The Mac Mini is cool, but I don't think it's enough for what I need. But then after these iMac leaks, I'm not saying that I convinced myself to buy an iMac, but you've been looking at iMacs. In fact, you bought an iMac Pro this week, didn't you?
Yeah, and then I had to cancel it.
Yeah.
And then you texted me and go, hey, buddy, so this is happening. And I said,
I promised you if I had iMac information, I would tell you first.
Yeah, which is true. You did. And I feel like you really held up your end of the bargain. Is it? Now, you also told me something else recently, which I'm still cringing at. I'm not going to lie. I'm still slightly not okay by. You were like, hey, I bought like some new iPad Airs for like me and my fiance. And I was like, oh, that's really, really cute. Well, wait, why the Air? And like, you're not the Pro. And you're like, oh,
it's the color, Sam. You need the color. And I got the blue one.
Oh my God.
Why? How? Okay. Does the iPad Pro come in blue? Don't worry. I'll wait.
They should do it in Pacific blue. Ooh, that would be slick.
Do you think we'll get Pro iPads in colors though?
Dude, just imagine like the finish on the iPhone, but on the iPad Pro series.
Well,
that would be something.
Yeah, with our luck with this show where we say stuff and then right before we put the episode out, some major news drops. It is March 1st, the day that this is supposed to come out. So wait for Apple to just be like, boom, here's the iPad Pro in all these colors. And I'll be like, okay, fuck me. Guess we're starting another episode again, re-recording. No, we wouldn't.
That'd be hilarious.
I refuse.
If they just on March 1st. Yeah, no, we're sending it out. We've been working overtime out here. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. The color's okay. I will be honest, though, with you, John. I don't really like the iPad Air colors that much.
Are you serious?
I
don't like the green that much, but like the subtle blue. That's the thing. Like in the pictures, they make the colors seem so vibrant. And that's another thing we did for the renders for the iMac, where in real life, I'm sure the colors are not going to be that vibrant. Like I'm sure they'll just be subtle and depending on what lighting you're in.
Well, that probably explains why I feel how I feel then, because I've gotten the green iPad Air and the green AirPods Max, because I already went in once and didn't like the green. And I was like, I guess I'll get green AirPods.
Like you didn't like the color, but you got it once. So you're like, okay, just screw myself. I guess I'll just get both of these products in the color I don't like.
Yeah. I can't remember. I was actually working with my friend Ian, who's been doing some cool render work for me at Ian. I think Ian does renders or something. Renders by Ian. And he was showing me like this concept of the iMac, but in like a dark blue. And that just looks so much better to me than these like light pastels. I think there'd be something that Apple could look into, like kind of like a Pacific blue, midnight green, like, you know, darker, deeper gold color. Like to me,
maybe for that an iMac looks nicer. Pro.
Do we think the iMac Pro is going to continue, though?
I mean, I haven't heard anything about it, but I wouldn't be surprised either with the colors coming to this iMac. I wouldn't be surprised if, because this is what they do. The like mid-range or lower end has the fun colors, and then there's a higher end with more subtle, laid-back, subdued colors. So I wouldn't be surprised if we got an iMac Pro. I'd like to see another one.
Yeah, I mean, I would too, because I used that for a couple of years, and then I got the like 2020 iMac, and that's been my daily. But I mean, what they did with the iMac Pro is amazing. Like the thermal system is completely different. A lot of people don't know this. It's completely different than the iMac. Uh-huh. The fans never come on, and if they do, they're extremely quiet on the iMac Pro, where it sounds like a jet engine if you use the normal iMac. The speakers are significantly better. The mics sound a little bit better, I believe, on the iMac Pro still. The Space Gray, like you can't say no to that.
Oh, dude, that looks hot.
It's so beautiful. Like the only reason I think it's not going to continue is that came out when we didn't have a new Mac Pro, and I think it was a stopgap product.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably going to be discontinued with these M1X Macs.
Do you think that's something that they would do? Just like they want to fill the gap that bad that they make this completely new product that's a one-off?
I mean, to be fair, I just said like four different parts that are similar, uh-huh. like the screen, the architecture, the body itself is like the same. Uh-huh. The internals are a little bit different. I mean, I don't know much about engineering, but I would imagine that if you have the casing, like engineering a tweaked version of an existing product would be easier.
Well, that's why the iPhone SE was so easy to make and so inexpensive to buy, because I mean, they've had that design for like 18 years. So they just crank it out with the same machinery. So how about a little bit of an exclusive? Because I told you this in private, which was part of the reason why you bought, or I guess canceled your order for the iMac. You bought the iMac Pro, right?
Yeah.
Well, so the source that gave me this information has always been vague, but like incredibly accurate. But the way they give it, it's like it's just a bunch of puzzle pieces that you have to put together. Like when the AirPods Max came out, 4 days before, and I sent you the DMs, like a screenshot of these DMs, he messaged me, said, AirPods Max, $550, December 8th, 8:30 a.m. EST, good job on your renders. And it was like, that was so specific and so accurate. And he did something similar where there's like, where that last line, good job on your renders, was obviously a vague way of saying, you know what they look like, your stuff was accurate. Well, in this one where he talked about the iMac, he ended with a vague line saying, leaked benchmarks are legit. And so that's, I told you, and then that's when you started looking up, I guess, what benchmarks leaked? Because even I didn't know what benchmarks he was talking about, but I guess there was like a, did a website leak them?
Yeah, cpu-monkey.com has, is it cpu-monkey? Yeah. So you can just type in any processor, and they have, you can type in like the M1, because you can like do a processor comparison. And then they also have the M1X in here somehow. And I think I sent you a screenshot. They like reference it being in like a couple of models, but like basically part of it could be from like Gurman's leak of like how many cores. He was saying it's going to be 12 to 16 cores. Uh-huh. They say it's going to be 12 core.
Yeah. That's the thing. They said leaked benchmarks are legit.
Yeah. Which if you go down, they like sort of do some comparisons between like the Cinebench art. Like this is the craziest stat to me. So like the single core, basically they're saying is going to be the same. Which because they're clocked at 3.2 per core, 3.2 gigahertz. But then if you look at the multi-core scores, it says that like the M1 got 7760 in the Cinebench R23, and the M1X with just four cores more got 14450, which is 40. No, sorry, it's almost 100% higher.
That's see,
like it's double.
Well, that's why I'm like. So I told you this week that when the new iMac comes out, I'm going to get it with you. We're both going to get an iMac. And that's why. What you just said right there, that's why.
Yeah. I mean, like I canceled my order when you said that to me, because I was like, okay, I mean, this is kind of going to make my $8,000 computer worthless that I bought. Like
it would have been worthless. Out Intel model?
Yeah, I just got like an 18-core I think it was the Vegas 64 graphics, 2 terabyte, 128 gigs RAM.
Like, I like how you said and that also, all casually. I just got the 18 core.
Well, I mean, I have a 10 core. I don't think I've ever, I think 10 cores is the highest I've ever had on a machine in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty good. Not that more cores equals necessarily like the best performance, because usually the cores get lower clocked. But like once I saw this leak and started looking at some other stuff, like there's another stat on here that says like the iGPU performance, that the GPU is going to be twice as good. The integrated graphics. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just like, dang, guys.
Well, that's part of the reason why I like, so I didn't mention that in the Front Page Tech episode that I put out for the iMac leak. And mainly because it's one of those puzzle pieces that like this source is always just sort of vague like that. And so I didn't want to guess, like I didn't want to be like, okay, these are the benchmarks he's talking about and then include them in the show. So instead I'm giving it to you, internet, or giving it to you on Genius Bar this week. The exact wording was leaked benchmarks are legit. And now you guys go ahead. I just imagine everyone Googling right now, trying to find the leaked benchmarks to look at stuff for themselves. But from what Sam sent me, it's pretty crazy and worth, I think it's worth waiting for me, because I've been looking at M1 Max, but I'm gonna wait out a little bit for this new iMac and buy it. I wonder if we'll get an iMac and an iMac Pro. Probably not though.
That would be just too insane. But man, I just want it to come, and I don't think it's gonna come in March. Maybe it'll come in April. Probably not. It's probably gonna be in the fall.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it coming in March. In fact, I don't think I never heard of it coming in March. Did anybody say that?
No, I've just been extrapolating from the fact.
You just made it up in your head because it's what you wanted.
Hey, to be fair, it was scheduled for Q4, uh-huh. and generally what Apple does with those products is push them to March. I mean, you said this in your video mm-hmm. about the iPad Pro. It was like you were on that podcast with Brian the other day.
Oh yeah, Brian Tong, shout out to BTZ.
Yeah, it was a good pod. And you guys were talking about the fact that you were like, yeah, hey, basically with these like iPads, Apple had them scheduled for 3 months before they came out. So I was like, I'm just going to apply that logic to the iMac because like I could have seen them dropping one in March. Uh-huh. You know, I'm just saying, if anybody has exclusive info, you can always send it, not to John, send it to me.
Yeah,
send it to the responsible leaker.
Yeah, send it to Sam in particular. I mean, I wish it was coming out in March, but I don't think March is going to be as crazy as we want it to be. I think there's a couple products coming and that's about it, which is sad because now that I am committed to this iMac, I want it and I want it to come out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just hoping my only fear is that everyone I tweet about this iMac probably 3 times a week. Anybody that follows me knows that. And I'm just so into it because I just want it to be faster. And my fear is becoming, what if it's not actually faster?
Yeah.
Like what if they get close, but it's still like a slight, listen, I don't think so because like everybody said that about the M1 and then the M1 was just like, oh, this is not broken around, you know? So I don't think that's going to be the case, but I guess it could be. And, you know, I'm going to hold down the fort with this iMac that I have, I think it's the 10 core Intel i9 that came out in August of last year.
So I here's a question for you, because I've never had an iMac. I've never ordered an iMac, never had an iMac. Are they hard to get like the other products on a launch day? Like, do you have to be right there to pre-order it?
Not really. I feel like the demand
less so
for the iMac
because they're like $20,000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously the higher price. Apple's going to make less of them, but I don't think, I think this Mac is going to be hard to get.
Yeah.
I do think that this Apple Silicon iMac, because like literally every tech creator has been talking about it. Like Luke Miani's been talking about it. Greg Ziadis has been talking about it. Like everybody seems to want this. I think even Marquez has said that he wants it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody seems to want this, and rightfully so, because like the M1 was the taste. This is the meal.
Right. I feel like, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to assume that the screens are getting bigger too. Like the 27 inch will be a 30 inch because of the no bezel.
Well, Sonny Dixon, remember that leak that it was supposed to come at WWDC last year?
Yes, I do remember. It was a tweet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Which, knowing Sonny and us having talked a decent amount, I don't think that was like, I want attention and clicks. Because you'll notice he hasn't tweeted really much after that. Uh-huh. I fully believe. And I've heard some stories that that Apple literally days before a product launch is canceled.
Oh yeah, they have.
And I believe that there was probably a redesigned Intel iMac, and Apple said, "Nah, very close."
I feel like at WWDC, like they did with a couple of the other products, they were planning on showing it, like they did with the Mac Mini.
Yeah,
and then they just didn't. I mean, that happened a couple years ago. They canned a one more thing. I think it was 2018, 2019. Do you remember CoinX tweeted it?
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. When's the last time we got a one more thing?
Oh God.
I think it was the iPhone X.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right. We haven't gotten anything
crazy
since then.
4 years without a one more thing. Wow.
So we're due.
It's going to be Apple Glass.
Yeah, we're getting due. We have a VR headset coming out, an AR headset.
I think the VR headset's going to be a one more thing this year.
This year?
Yeah, I think they're probably going to do it in October or November.
I hope that, I hope they do that thing where they don't actually have anything ready and they show it and then cancel it the next year.
Oh, John, that's so messed up.
Oh, I feel so bad about AirPower.
I'm still butthurt about AirPower.
Rest in spaghetti. Yeah. Never forget it.
It looked like a great product.
Speaking of AirPower and what happened with it. Well, now we have MagSafe stuff. I have information coming this week about those MagSafe battery packs.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's two of them.
Oh.
There's
like different milliamp hours?
Well, there's like there's a more premium version.
Huh.
Yeah, that does reverse charging.
Really?
Yeah, so like the iPhone, I think Gurman reported that like a couple years ago that the iPhone is capable of reverse charging, or he said it was coming, but then it didn't. But then it was later revealed that the hardware is capable of reverse charging in the iPhone.
Yeah, I think we saw that in the fall of 2020. Somebody had found like an FCC filing that basically says Apple has the legal guidance to enable it.
Yeah. Well, so I have dimensions and stuff, and we're working on renders for both of these accessories. The source is pretty open about it, saying like they're not sure if both of these will be released or it's just going to be one of them that's going to end up being released. But we're still doing renders for both of them just to be able to show both of them. But the one I'm more interested in is the more premium one that does the reverse charging. I thought that was kind of cool, but...
Ooh.
Yeah, it looks cool too. So I'm hoping to have renders out for those mid this week, later this week. I'm not sure. It depends on how it goes, because I usually do the renders and then I give the renders back to the source so that they can, because they've seen the actual product. So I give them the renders so that they can sort of overlook everything and validate it.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I'm kind of scared about these battery packs, though. I think I said that maybe on Genius Bar or on Front Page Tech, because you know I hate the wallet. And this is going to be so much heavier.
You've got something wrong with either the magnets in your phone or the wallet.
you think
it literally looked like you just were throwing spaghetti at your phone and just watching the meat sauce just drip down.
Dude.
Like, that's what I'm going to be honest. That's exactly what it looked
that's
like.
What it
I had
feels
to shut
like.
Off my
that
phone.
Wallet is worthless. Do you use it?
Dude. Okay, I haven't been using a lot because I have a lot of cards, but I own it.
Well,
and
hang on, because you have a lot of cards and what? It's too heavy, so it falls off?
No, I have 7 cards I carry around.
What?
This is great
Say
for anybody
why?
That's going to this gonna rob me.
Why do you have
by the
7
way,
cards?
You
said,
well, here, John, driver's license.
You have like, do you have like Old Navy gift cards in there?
Like, I do have a fair share of gift cards from Christmas, by the way. And I love gift cards. If anybody wants to send me gift cards,
I'm gonna
I really
get you a
like
separate
Wendy's.
MagSafe wallet just for your gift cards.
I like Culver's. I want to get a Culver sponsorship on this
Who's
podcast.
Who's that? What was that word you said? Culver's?
You've never had... John, you live in the Midwest.
What is it? I just got here.
You've...
What is it?
You've never had Culver's frozen custard and butter burgers?
Ew.
John.
No.
John. No. See, as an employee of Culver's for 1.5 years,
oh,
I've been
shit.
Trying to get
this
sponsorship.
It's personal now.
How do you spell it?
Spell it for me.
Culver's.
Okay.
Where's my Midwestern boys at? There has to be.
Okay. Culver's near me. Okay. Doing a Google. Allow my location. I don't see. There is one.
Yeah.
There's one like right
John,
up the road.
It's so good. Okay. So here's the thing. Everybody hears butter burger. They're like, ooh, I don't want butter in my burger. It just means that the bun is toasted.
In which case,
which is
yes,
what every
you
good
want butter
place
in
does.
Your burger.
Yes. So no, dude, it's so good. Go there, get either the burger or they have amazing chicken tenders with ranch. Get cheese curds. You've had cheese curds, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Good. I just want to make sure we had some baseline knowledge of food.
This
right.
So
right
you work there. So you're just trying to pitch your former employer on the show, or is it actually delicious? Well,
No, I actually love the food. Like, unironically, some people be like, yeah, I worked at a place for like a couple years and like couldn't eat it after a while. Dude, I was eating like 3 butter burgers a day. Didn't gain a pound. Don't know how I didn't gain a pound.
It's the
but
same
I didn't.
Metabolism.
It's, yeah, I guess it's the high school boy diet. God, I guess it was like 5 years since I've worked there. That's crazy. But yeah, I don't know how we got started talking about Culver's. I just love their food.
I have no idea how we got here.
Yeah, I think I just yelled. I think I'm probably just hungry.
I think that's what happened. Hey, we have a bunch of questions, but we'll get to that. But before we do that, this week was Steve Jobs' birthday. Last Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
Wednesday?
Happy birthday, Steve. I think so.
He would have been 66.
Wow.
Speaking of Steve Jobs, did you watch my fucking video yet?
Oh my God.
I put whole Steve Jobs birthday thing in the show just as a segue.
Did you just clickbait Steve Jobs' death to promote your own video? Jesus Christ, dude. Oh my God. I don't know if I could do a podcast with this man.
I did do that.
No, I have not, because I knew you'd pull some shit like that.
Oh my God.
And that's not ethical.
I'm very
when Tim Cook passes away, you're going to be like, oh, Tim Cook died.
By the way, did you watch my Tim Cook video?
Did you watch my Steve Jobs video?
Tim will get his own video. He deserves it.
Ooh, will you do that when they switch CEOs?
Probably, because we talked about this before, but I'm very nervous about the next CEO.
Hot take.
Go ahead.
Is it going to be Craig Federighi?
Dude, I think that would be the only situation where I would be happy. How old's Craig? He's like 24, right?
Yeah. I've done some research. All right. Craig is one of two people on the executive team right now that is not within 2 years of retirement.
Huh. Oh.
Everybody else is in their 60s.
Oh, no. Craig's only 51, dude.
That's what I'm saying, which is why it would make sense.
Come on.
Everybody's like, okay, he's not a company guy, right? He doesn't know how to run like the business side of things, which I think may be true.
Somebody start tutoring.
But like, the only thing that scares me is I feel like, listen, like we love the man. We love Tim, great leader. He's done a lot of good things for the company. Both of us completely agree on this.
Yes.
I'm just afraid that it's going to be Jeff Williams.
I'd be scared.
Listen, Jeff, you've done a great job with the Apple Watch, and I'm sure you're wildly intelligent. You're the current, I think he's the COO, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's just like, he's got like Tim Cook energy, but like more afraid of the public.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Like, you don't have to be a super extrovert. I'm just saying, like, dude, could you just imagine if we got like a hype CEO, like a cult of personality back?
Like a Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, Microsoft. Or like an Elon
developers,
type.
Developers.
Yeah, just like somebody that would be like interactive or like, you know, just more like as private as Steve led his life. There was absolutely a different energy.
Oh yeah.
And I just want that. I want a not even the same energy. I just want more. It feels very business a lot when Tim is talking.
Yeah.
And I just like, I think, we can see a clear trend here, I would say, that Apple is starting to market more to their fans because they're starting to realize that like people are slowly starting to become more Apple fans. Like even non-tech people are getting to the point where they're like, I kind of care about the new iPhone, or like, what is this feature? I think more so than ever before. And I think we're seeing this with like more colors being added, with Apple fixing the MacBooks. Like they're actually listening.
Yeah. That's
for the first time in a long time.
Okay. This is one of the things I said in my Steve Jobs video, was that Steve Jobs was more like, I make it and I'm going to show you what you want or what you need. Like he was fully committed to that. He totally believed that. And he did that in a time where that worked, where a lot of this stuff was foreign, and he was so forward thinking that he did need to present like proof of concept. This is what you need in your life. And it worked.
Yeah.
And Tim Cook is in a position where more than ever, they're listening. Instead of trying to like teach the world around it and like form them around their products, Tim's listening to the world and like trying to give products to the people that want them, and give features and aspects of these products that people have been asking for. And I think that's so cool, especially lately. Like just a perfect example is the iPhone 12. Design, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks cool. If this was the first time we ever saw this design, yes, it looks cool, but it is so obviously a nod to their past design elements. And it's so good. It's so good. And they have another opportunity to do it with this iMac.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
So
and the colors are brilliant. Like that's going to be nostalgic. Like I just think Apple doing that is a really good sign. And I'm hoping, I look at like you and me as content creators, and I also look at like the ecosystem. Like both, you know, some people would be like, oh, they just do it for the money or the views, or uh-huh. They don't actually care. But it's like you and I, like, you know, I know you know me. We both clearly care.
A lot.
We will just text about this stuff off, just text between us and be like, dude, I'm like, so like, you just text me. You're like, I'm going to get this iMac, dude, big announcement. I was like, yo, what? I was freaking out. I sent you Crab Rave. And
you did.
We get so hyped. like we get beyond hype for this.
Yeah,
stuff.
And I think just I mentioned feel like this. I think I meant. Go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt you. Sorry. I got
no. I just feel like having a CEO that has that same energy as us, that looks at the company as a fan, could be a good for the next 10 years. I'm not saying forever. I think having a fan as a CEO for the rest of the company would not be
so
good.
What they're saying, but like, what you're saying is they need to have you as a CEO.
Yes.
Well, I was saying, I think I mentioned this on the Brian Tong podcast and the Apple Bits XL podcast that I was on this week. You and I did like a mini press tour without knowing, because you...
Yeah, I went on Geared Up with Andrew
Edwards.
Yeah,
you did Geared Up. And then I did the Apple Bits XL. We didn't plan that, but it happened in the same week.
Yeah, crazy.
This iMac leak was one of those things where I was just excited as a fan. And I wanted, because I'm a YouTuber, we're YouTubers, a lot of what we do is adding visual elements to stuff. And unlike a lot of other leakers who will, you know, who just give the information or just tweet it, because I'm a YouTuber first, I want to try to present the visual element and give people a render to show them what it looks like on video. And it was, this one was really hard to wait for, to like wait for the renders to be done and then put it on video, because not as a leaker, but just as a fan, I was excited. And I wasn't, it's one of those things where sometimes I get so excited not to just be the first person to say it. And, you know, the next day, like the whole news cycle just has my name in it. And that's cool. I'm not saying I don't like that, or I don't think that's amazing and cool for my career. But sometimes the information I have just as a fan, I'm so excited to just say it so that other people know it.
Yeah, no, I feel what you're saying. It's so exciting to just have info just to talk about, especially in a week when it is so slow like that.
Yeah, like you were the first person I texted with that iMac stuff. I was like, dude, colors. And we just nerded out for a little bit.
Yeah. And it was awesome. It was really, really cool. I mean, now things are starting to speed up. And I think we're going to get some small stuff in March. And I think we're going to get more stuff in April.
Yeah.
Maybe something in May. We did get that MacBook Pro 13 inch in May.
Yeah,
last
we did.
Year.
Oh, yeah. I leaked that too.
You woke me up that day.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I forgot. When those surprise product drops happen in the morning, I try to like text you and wake you up so you could put a video out. Like, hey, this is coming out at this time.
Please, if something drops and you're up, just please call me, because I sleep in quite late, and I just give me a ring on the phone. And I think I have do not disturb like 2 or 3 calls. Just keep ringing until you hear, what?
That'll work. I'll just start screaming fire.
Just to make sure oh my god.
I think I leaked every single surprise, quote unquote surprise product launch last year, like all the press releases, at least the either before that or like the iMac too. I said that I leaked it was coming out in August, like a couple weeks before that, and then on the day of release I was like, okay, today's the day, it's coming out. I think I did that for every product release last year, and before I tweeted it, I always texted you. And you were always leaving. Yeah.
Every time. Dude, because John, I don't know how you do it.
Well, because it's mostly because I haven't slept yet, because I'm communicating with people in China. That's usually why.
Dude, that's what I don't understand about you, John. You're up. I'll send a text that I'm like, oh, he'll reply tomorrow. It's 3 a.m. Instant reply.
Yeah.
Instant reply at 3 a.m. Yeah, buddy, sounds good. We'll send the email. Okay, cool. I'm up at 11. John texts back. Like, I don't know when this man sleeps. Yeah.
Well, okay. So as an example, I slept from today. I slept, I think it was 6 in the morning. I went to sleep at 6 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Then I woke up around, I want to say 2 p.m.
That's 8 hours.
Yeah. So
do you do the thing where you set your alarm just like 8 hours whenever?
Just whenever it feels right. I'm just like, around this time, I'll be happy. But it depends on like my work for that day. Like, it's Sunday, so I didn't have anything to do other than record this show.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I have to record a show and stuff, sometimes I can get away with like 3-4 hours of sleep if I have to.
No. Yeah. Are like, you serious?
Like when I recorded the Brian Tong podcast, I forget what day we recorded that, but I did that on like 3 hours of sleep.
What?
I set an alarm, immediately woke up, grabbed caffeine, and sat down and recorded.
And then you just stayed up?
No, I think I took a 2-hour nap later that night.
Dude, I'm really bad at naps.
Me too.
Sometimes
it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Dude, usually if I try to nap during the day, I do not sleep.
So I do the same thing where either I'm like, okay, I'm laying down, I'm definitely going to nap. And then I don't. Uh-huh. I can't nap. Or I'm like, okay, I'm going to nap for a little bit. And then I wake up 2 days later.
Just like some kind of like bear hibernating. Yeah. Karina's just like, do I like poke him with a stick? Yeah. Like...
Just wake me up. Or just wake me up with food. That'll work.
Oh my God. Yeah, the smell of Culver's will revitalize
Culver's
you.
Culver's with the butter burger. I'm not going to lie, though, Sam. You kind of fucked me up.
How?
Ever since that episode a couple weeks ago where we talked about, like, when you mentioned that Tim Cook is getting up there and, like, probably close to retirement, I had not even considered that. I was like, oh, no, Tim forever. But now you fucked me up. So now anytime I think about Apple or I see Tim, I get scared because I'm like, oh my God, it's almost the end.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like looking at these people and I'm just like, you know, I'm doing some like super brief Google searching. Like if you search like Eddie Q age, like you would be like, oh, Eddie Q looks pretty young. It's like, no, Eddie Q is 56 already. Like,
so
he's not
what? They're just going to go into fellowship?
Young. I mean, I don't know. I'm just looking at the exec team. I could also, I would not be shocked in any way if the next CEO was a woman.
You're right.
I feel like that'd be a super Tim Cook thing to do, like leave the reins to somebody else for the first time.
But
in the
who would
history.
It be? See, that's one of the things. That's another reason I'm scared. I don't want them to just make it a woman because woman.
Well, yeah, that I don't think anybody wants that.
So who is there anybody up there right now that we'd be like, I mean, no one will make me as excited as if I heard Craig Federighi, CEO. But yeah. is there a woman that's up there right now? What's Lisa doing?
I was just going to say, I actually really like Lisa.
Where's she? What's she doing? What's her?
She's environment. She's super dope. She always gives me like, not that we've ever talked. It's just like when I see her on camera, she always gives like, you know, some people give like, I'm the nerdy coder who'd made ProRes, which is cool. You know, you're a person too. I just really like Lisa's energy. I feel like she's very sincere.
Her name's Lisa Jackson, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How old is she?
Oh, good question. Let me search that.
She's 59. Quick. She could do it, right?
59. Is she really 59?
Is she? Wait. No, this is the wrong. Wait, is she?
Lisa Jackson. Yeah, that is her.
Huh. She's an American chemical engineer who served as the administrator of the United States Environmental Protection Agency. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
She was head of the EPA for a minute. Yeah. You forget that, like, we look at some of these people that, like, work at Apple, right? And we're like, oh, I guess they've just worked there for a
yeah,
while. It's like, dude.
Swooped them up from something way more important.
Most of the, like, I've just heard getting like a normal job at Apple is like a baseline engineer. You have to be just nuts, stupid, unstoppable, crazy drip. Like,
yeah.
They do not hire just like, oh, I'm an engineer who got like a double E degree. Like,
yeah, it makes
you
sense.
You have to be like, I bought and sold 4 companies as a serial entrepreneur and I make coffee in the Netherlands on the weekends. Like, and then they're like, okay, we can maybe do like a small internship.
Yeah.
Dude, I applied for an internship with Apple once.
Oh, how'd that go? Well, you're co-hosting this podcast, so I'm going to guess it didn't go very well.
I'm going to guess I didn't get the job. It was talking about dream internship. I think it was like a Apple video production like fellowship, which would have been the most eye-opening, like crazy experience of the lifetime. I actually feel like I've kind of bad luck with getting internships. I applied for a Tesla video internship a couple years back as well, and I didn't get it.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's probably because I'm bad, John.
I think it's because they know you worked at Butterburger or whatever the fuck it was.
To be fair,
like,
2 years
ago.
What's
your experience? Oh, you put butter on bread? Get the fuck out, kid.
Yeah. Hey, I was frontline. I worked the drive-thru.
I feel like there'll be sort of a transformation a few years from now where there's, you know, where companies start to see people like us. And see your, not only your experience as a YouTuber or whatever, but like you developed and created and maintained AppleTrack all by yourself. And like, I think that soon enough, companies will see that and start hiring YouTubers because it'll click for them that, you know, oh, you weren't just making videos in front of a webcam in your bedroom. You mean like you did all the business stuff, but by yourself? I think that's a huge selling point for a lot of companies.
That would be wild. Do you think or see yourself Like, would, like, let's talk, you know, total hypothetical. This would never happen. But let's say Apple reaches out to you tomorrow and are like, we want someone on our media team. Let's just say they would match your same salary and amount of money you make on YouTube or more. You know, it wouldn't be a downgrade. Would you ever see a world where you would disconnect from your persona and work at Apple?
Well, okay, if they just offered me the same amount of money, no, because I enjoy this. And, you know, the reason I do this is more than just the money, obviously. So they have to match the money, but also make me as happy as I am. Mm. Or the money would have to be so much that I'm willing to be a little bit less happy. Not saying that I wouldn't be happy at Apple, but I mean, come on. I don't have a schedule. I mean, I just told you when I wake up and go to sleep, and it's whenever the fuck I want. I don't have a schedule. I don't have to answer to anybody. I love that. And so it would take a lot for me to give up that sort of freedom. What about you? Would you, I mean, you, I feel like you talked about wanting to go to an Apple event.
Yeah.
And I feel like your relationship there would be a little bit different. Would it take less for you to be like, yeah, I'll take the job, Apple?
I don't think it would take less, actually. I think it would also, I don't even know if it would be the money for me. Even if they were like, we're going to start paying like $5 million a year contract. Like, obviously that would be like life-changing stupid money. But like, I wouldn't just say yes immediately. Like, I wouldn't just be like, okay, yeah, bye. Like,
yeah, even for $5 million, I would be, I would think I would be immediately sad, because I would be like, oh fuck, well, yeah, I have to do it for $5 million. But then I'd be sad about what I have to give up and just be sad all the time.
I don't know if it would be worth it, because like, I don't know. I will say, like, if I could ever establish a influencer relationship with Apple, I think that would be like the best. Like, you get to talk about the products, you sign some NDAs, you know, you do like, I just feel like that business side experience working with Apple would be like the perfect medium for me. But then again, I think later in life when I'm not in my 20s, I mean, I will be honest. I don't think I'm going to be doing, well, maybe I will, but I don't see myself covering Apple news when I'm 40 years old.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about that too. Well, so I've been through different stages of my career where there have been times where, like, even this past year where some stuff happened and I took a few months off and I hadn't posted. And you get so far away from that daily routine that you're like, can I even do this anymore? Like, could I even come back and make videos or whatever? Mm-hmm. And I've been in a position where I was like, well, you know, maybe I should start thinking about what I do after this. Like, do I start working more behind the scenes? Do I start consulting or helping other people, or, you know, consulting with investors or just stuff like that? And I've thought about that a lot. And there was maybe like a few days in my head where I was very doubtful about, which is interesting because, so right before the show, because the news was so, I don't know how we filled up the show for 40 minutes already, but
yeah,
because there was no news, we reached out on Twitter, was like, hey, we're going to delete this tweet in 10 minutes, ask us anything. So we got some questions, and one of those questions was about, like, have you ever thought about quitting? And I definitely have. Not really thinking about quitting just because I didn't like it anymore, but because I felt so disconnected from it at this point, like, especially when I took, like, there was a point where I didn't upload for like 5 months or something. That's just this past year.
Yeah.
And
wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I was just like, there's a period at the end of that where you're just like, I mean, can I even come back? Like, will people care anymore? Can I still perform the same? And so then you start asking questions like, is it better that I just find something else to do behind the scenes or where I'm not on camera, or do I consult, or just do I do something completely different? And I have thought about that. I've thought about not quitting, I feel like quitting is like when you're in the middle of it and you're like, all right, I'm done. See you later. But I felt like I unintentionally quit or like walked away and just wasn't going to be able to come back. Luckily I was, because the audience is amazing. And I guess I feel like if you take that many months off, there's so much damage done to the YouTube channel, but for some reason, like, they just let me come back every time I took time off. So really they're to thank for that. But I've definitely thought about like what I'm going to do after YouTube. You mentioned like you don't see yourself doing it when you're 40.
Yeah. Oh, that's 20 years still.
Okay, though. But when you think about that, do you...
Not 20, but close.
Do you not see you doing YouTube when you're 40 because you don't want to do it when you're 40? Or do you think people just will like be over it? Like, do you think there's an age cap where like people are like, okay, I don't care about this person anymore, or they don't relate to you?
I've been looking at it with a perspective of like, I don't know if I will be happy doing it at that. Well, here's the thing. I feel like eventually, you know, if I get like a family or get more serious or like get into a relationship or, you know, God forbid, have kids one day, like that would be, you know, just like, you know, like basically what did I just mention? A number of life changing events or situations that like, you know, change your perspective, how you look, how, not how you look, but how you work, how you act, how you behave, how you spend your time. And like, that's something that I think about a lot. I kind of have this craving. I don't think I've talked about this publicly before, to like, do something more mainstream. And I don't know why. I just feel like I love doing tech. And I love talking about Apple. And like the reason I still do it is because I enjoy it. Some weeks, I will not lie, like this past week, not the best week in my life, tough for me just personally. But like then on YouTube with like no news on top of that, I was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, there's like, no distraction.
Shittiness. You just like on top of no news. And like, I'm just like, man, I have the best job in the world. I never want to sound ungrateful, but like, it was just like nothing to do really, nothing to motivate me to work. I'm in my apartment. Like, you know, you're just chilling out. And I'm like, you know, it's weeks like this that make me say those things. Like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be happy doing this forever. Yet when it's September and I'm uploading every day, it's so busy.
Yeah, it's fun again.
It's so exciting because every day you're talking about that new leak, that new thing that's happening. And there have been so many times in my career where I was like, I don't know if this is for me. But like every single time I've given myself that no, I feel like both of us experience when we come back, somehow people still care.
Yeah.
Like people still respond because I think the reason why is like, yes, the algorithm is very helpful, but also like I think our intentionality is where it needs to be. It's like, we're trying to make people laugh. We're trying to have fun. We're trying to get people, you know, hyped out of their gourd like we do when we hear news.
Right.
And I you know, neither of us in this entire conversation about like, you know, past the working for Apple, we've been talking about the money. We've been talking about success or like being famous or any of those things, because I don't really think that doesn't seem to like drive or motivate us to do what we do. I mean, sure, sometimes it does.
It's
cool. Exactly. Like it is cool. Like, when you get recognized by a fan and they're like, whoa, like this is super weird, but it's also super cool.
Yeah. And all this week, like just to point out that, you know, as much as I have my own reasons for liking this and stuff, I am grateful for the front end stuff, for the people that, like the money's cool or whatever. And, you know, being known by people is really cool. Another cool thing was I was just scrolling on the front page of Google. You know how it has the news cards?
Yeah.
And my ass was on the front page of Google. Like, and it happens like when I'm not looking for it. Like, you know, I have Google alerts and stuff set up just like you for if you're mentioned in an article, but it really catches me off guard when I'm just scrolling and I see myself or like like the renders that we made, or like the other day I was on Facebook, just scrolling on Facebook, you know, and a lot of my friends on Facebook are just people from high school.
Uh-huh.
So when I see them, I'm completely out of my head. Like I'm out of this environment. I'm just like back in high school looking at these kids.
Yeah.
And your guy. I'm scrolling and there was an ad. There was like an Apple Insider ad with my iMac leak. And I'm like, holy shit. Like it just breaks me out of reality every once in a while. Where I'm just scrolling and I just see myself. Like Karina was talking about that because she's hosted a couple episodes of Front Page Tech now. And, you know, she'll go on YouTube and just open YouTube and start scrolling through and she'll see herself because she was on those couple episodes like in the thumbnail. And that's got to be so trippy for her.
Whoa. Yeah. Dude, that is... It is wild. I felt the same way. Yesterday I was like, I need to work out, but then I ended up running out of time and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna like write a couple articles really fast. And like in the back of my head for like days, I was like, I remember Mark Gurman said this like little detail in this power up video he did for Bloomberg, because he's been doing more YouTube stuff, which is dope. And he was talking about the new iPad. He basically was doing a rundown of Apple's products. And I've now written like four or five articles from this video because they're tidbits that he hasn't shared anywhere else. But nobody else really
watched this video. Well, he just casually says it. Like if you're not actually listening, you could totally miss it.
Exactly. And there was this tidbit that he had in there that said the next processor in the 2021 iPad Pro that's coming out sometime in the next couple months is on par with the M1 chip in the Mac.
And he said it like it's not a big deal. Like, how could you just skirt around that?
Yeah. But it was like, okay, this is You know, and I didn't think it would be like that big of a story, or, you know, people would care that much. But like, I wrote it, you quote tweeted it instantly. Luke Miani was on it instantly. Like, four other people were Quinn Nelson, who does Snazzy Labs, who has like almost a million on YouTube, you know, quote tweets it instantly. I'm like, whoa, like, this is an article. I checked today. It was on the front page of r/Apple.
Jesus.
Somebody sent it in. And like, I would look at the site stats. I'm like, oh, this is the highest my stats have been since November. Like,
yeah.
this is the most interest there's been on my site since then, because that's when the week started to die down. And I was just like, I feel that same way. Like, when you see, I'm like, wait, that I wrote that.
Yeah.
That's my story.
And like, oh, shit, I don't know. That's me.
There's something really cool that I just love about Apple Track, that it's disconnected from me. I don't know why.
Yeah. Like, I was listening to your, cause I was listening to your show that you did on Geared Up.
Yeah.
And that's something that Andrew Edwards had mentioned, that like, for months, he didn't know that you were the one behind Apple Track.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's cool. It's to me as well. Like, something that I, you know, that I look at from like a credibility perspective is like, Apple Track is a news site. It is like a professional looking, sounding, feeling organization. It's not just some guy. Uh-huh. No offense to you or anything that you do.
Yeah, fuck
it,
you.
It works very well, but I'm just saying it like it. I kind of like that it's not me sharing articles.
I have a
news.
Very, very important question.
Okay.
So I'm working on, this all makes sense. I'm working on, you know what I'm working on. There's a massive project I'm doing behind the scenes. One of the reasons why I ordered the iPad for typing, and with context with what we're talking about, if that gives you any hints. So this question has been floating in my mind. So now I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Apple Track it's like insanely valuable, and it's not using your name, right? It's like this completely separate entity.
Hmm.
Would you sell it? Like, if someone offered you, if some big media company offered you the website, and so to get even more specific, they want it all the way. Like, they're not, you don't write for it or anything anymore. They're like buying it from you. How would you sell it, number one, and how much would it take?
It would take, I have thought about this actually.
Because this is like your baby.
This is my baby, and this is actually something that I've thought about a lot, because I will say sometimes it is a lot to take care of that baby.
Yeah.
Because it cries, and while there are conspiracies floating from time to time that like it's not updated the second something happens or something's out of date or there's preferential treatment, the answer to any of those questions when something doesn't look right is A, send us a message on Twitter or let us know that something's wrong so that I'm aware of it. Because believe it or not, I don't look at all 30 sources on the site every day to make sure they're up to date, because I would die. I would die if I did that.
I like the conspiracy theories that like we're friends and I'm promoting Apple Track, and in exchange you are like lying about my score, my track record. But the most interesting part about that is when you started Apple Track and when you put the majority of the work in, like when you presented everyone's track record and percentages, we were not friends, like not even close.
And I didn't like you.
Exactly. The opposite of that. And we've talked about that publicly. Like, we did not like each other. You didn't like me. I didn't like you. We weren't friends. We were the opposite of friends. And you were making Apple Track. This is one of those things where I mentioned, I think in the first episode, that when your Apple Track announcement came out, I was mad. It made me even more mad because I didn't think about it. It wasn't an idea that I came up with. It's such a fucking phenomenal idea, and I didn't come up with it, so I hated you more.
Yeah. No, and I, so like, obviously, a lot of the time I look at, like, going back to what you asked me, because that is something that I kid you not, I think about from time to time, because the site has a lot of value. And for a long time, I was just like, you know, I'm not getting a million page views a day. Like, what value is it? Like, the ad revenue is not like stupid or just like, oh, wow, I bought like four Lamborghinis from this.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's like sometimes good, sometimes sometimes nothing, you know. And I was like, you know, the site stats alone are not great. And then, John,
and then
I started looking on the Twitter analytics, and holy shit.
Yeah, dude, it's not,
holy shit. Does the Twitter get a lot of impressions?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Could not fucking believe the reach that this account has. with 28,000 followers, mm-hmm. the amount of hundreds of thousands of impressions some days.
Yeah, Twitter's like, Twitter's nuts.
What?
Oh, so then especially I saw that. Like, you know, you.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, think about this. Like, you put out the Mark Gurman thing. Like, you just heard him say a tidbit in a video. You wrote an article about it. Your tweet has 1.2K likes. I quote tweeted it with just an emoji, and that one has 2,000, 3,000 likes. You had Snazzy retweeting it, Snazzy Labs, Quinn. And, it, uh-huh. you know, it creates everyone talking about this. Like, and it, if you think about it, it doesn't, website or not, like, everything is added together and combined because as one brand, AppleTrack, I think it's more valuable than you think it is.
Yeah, I agree. I have no idea what I would take for it. I don't think it would be anything less. I don't know if I can put a number on it, but I definitely would not sell it for less than. I'm not even going to put a bottom number on there. Like,
watch you getting offered tonight.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, because then they'll blackball you. Like, it's a valuable site. It is it's done a lot. I think it's helped the community, and I would be expecting a nice check for it.
Even if they like asked you to step down and they took it completely from you.
Yeah, I think I'd want more. If I had no control anymore.
Yeah, they literally just want what you made and they don't want you. They'll take care of it and they'll give you all the monies.
Yeah, because that's kind of how like selling company. I mean, it would literally be that. It would be selling a company. Like that's how, you know, valuations of like companies work. But how uh-huh. do you even, how have you ever like bought and not made and sold a company? Like have you ever had a business valuated?
No.
For, you know, it's like, and then the internet is, it's a wild west.
Yeah. Well, Techno Buffalo, it happened with them. John Renger yeah. sold it.
Dude, and that was the situation where it completely, like, if you look at Techno Buffalo now.
yeah.
That
thing lived and died with John Renger.
I don't know. The only value that I see for the site that it's currently in, which is essentially, you know, John does have, it was great when John was the owner of it. But, like, I went on Techno Buffalo. You should check it out. Everybody go on technobuffalo.com. Get the squish. Kids love to squish and stretch this slime.
Oh, I'm looking at it. What the hell?
Wash your infant safely with the best baby bathtub.
What? What happened?
What?
This is not Techno or Buffalo.
Dude, I can't make this up. 1 week ago, the tag is fans. Enjoy the perks of having a ceiling fan and a light installed as a unit.
What? Is it just one big affiliate site now?
My only,
I gotta check the Twitter.
Belief in the account value for whoever bought it. Looks like Future Us Inc. is that Techno Buffalo obviously built up a super strong web presence, so all those links are referring traffic to the site.
Uh huh.
And I guess I don't know because I also don't think that John sold this for cheap. This is literally his career.
Oh yeah. And another like, thing, he wasn't happy at the time. He wasn't doing very well, if I remember correctly. He was just really run down.
Yeah, I think he was.
Because I don't know if you know this, so, but websites are a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, yeah. I think that might be something both of us know at some point. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't understand like that. But it's like, if that happened to AppleTrack and I got paid, yeah, it would hurt. It would hurt if somebody just took the site and totally like, you know, destroyed it and didn't care about it, which would be tough. But at the same time, like, you know, I've thought about bringing somebody on to write for the site, or, you know, I think I asked you if you wanted to write.
Would that make your life easier? Like if you had a writer to do these articles?
Oh yeah. 100%.
So would you direct them and like write these articles in particular? Cause that's one of the things I would worry about is like, do people have their finger on the pulse like I do? Like, will they know how to title something or which topics they should cover quickly or?
You're describing the number one fundamental problem that I have with myself as a manager, which I believe the greatest talents of a manager being exactly when to say, it's time to step in.
Yeah.
I had a friend write for iUpdateOS.com back in the day. It was somebody in college. Yeah. And I would just give them like most of the AdSense money from their articles. And yeah, you know, this is when, I mean, this, I think the site would get like 50 hits a day.
Maybe. Oh, cool. So it was like, you could buy a Butterburger at the end of the year.
Yeah, they're gonna see at the end of the day. I was like, keep dreaming. And you know, I struggled with it. I struggled because sometimes I was like, oh, like this writing level is not where I want it to be. Other times I was like, dude, like I could have had this article out faster, you know? And it was those things where it's like, I don't know how to find that balance. I think a lot of it is because I didn't hire a journalist. I'd hired at the time. Well, you know, I was a student at college. I was in communications, but it was just like, because you look at 9to5 Mac and Mac Rumors, who I think they both those sites do a very good job at covering the news. I really think we're lucky in this community that we have like good sites. And I think that their journalists do a good job. I really do. Yeah. I think that they have their finger on the pulse. I don't know how it works. It'd be kind of interesting to like interview somebody from there, and we should get somebody from one of those sites on.
Yeah. And we have guests on here.
Yeah, we should get some guests. I would love to discuss like what the news gathering process is for like a 9to5 Mac or a Mac Rumors. Like, what is there an editorial review? Does Arnold Kim is the editor in chief, I believe, of Mac Rumors or the site? He's the guy who made the site. Like, does he review the articles? How do you know? I see Mac Rumors has hired a couple people recently. Like,
I was gonna say we could have Sammy on from Apple Terminal.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
You saw that, right?
Yeah. That is that who got hired?
Yeah, Sammy so I think he was the owner of Apple Terminal, and now he's a contributor for Mac Rumors.
Wow. I wonder, I mean, I'm just spitballing, but I would love to know. Obviously, this is personal, and I don't need to know this, but just like compensation-wise, it'd be fascinating to know what that's like. Like, what do you make as like a Mac Rumors contributor? What do you make as like a 9to5 Mac? Like,
yeah.
Like I'm not like nosy. It's just like, I'd be like, is news, do you make a lot of money in news?
Yeah, that's also helpful for somebody like you, not because you're nosy, but because you may be looking to hire somebody in the future.
Yeah.
And want to know how to like, you know.
If you have a compelling resume and you like have a passion about news and you're on Twitter all the time, you're hired.
Well, that's the scary thing for me is like, yeah, I'm sure they can write an article just fine, but nothing in the article matters unless it's clickable in the first place. And that's the part that I worry about. Like you have to have the certain quality about you and experience online to know how to package everything, like the proper title and stuff like that.
Because if
you don't get that right, the rest of the article doesn't matter.
I agree. And that's something as well. Like I feel like there's so many things that you and I have learned in our careers that when somebody is like, what's the secret to YouTube? It's like, well, the secret is there is no secret. You just learn and get better over time. Like, sorry to break it to you. And this is in life. Like, there's never
one the secret to
fix.
YouTube? Make a bunch of embarrassing shit until it's literally, less embarrassing.
Literally. That is, I believe, the secret to anything in life is just like, you just have to try and you can't compare yourself at the beginning. You shouldn't compare yourself a lot at all.
In other words, you're hiring a writer for Apple Track and everyone should apply right now?
Jesus, John, my inbox. Listen, I don't even think I'm hiring, but like, I would be curious. Like, I know that there's got to be a good candidate out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, that's, I know you feel the same way about your channel at Front Page Tech. That's a brand that is your livelihood. And I know you are very fearful to give up control. And I know we've been talking about stuff behind the scenes for the podcast. We have been having discussions about just ownership and distribution.
It'd be tough. I'm telling you, the thing with me is like, so I've been creating my entire career basically, you know, has been created under this brand name. So like Apple Track is still separate from iUpdate and you. But that's the tough part. Like, for someone to take Front Page Tech, I don't know if there's an amount of money because, I sacrificed a lot to make Front Page Tech work. Like back in the day when, you know, I didn't have enough money to eat and all sorts of shit, I sacrificed a lot because it was sort of my investment in myself. And I would feel like, unless it was a crazy amount of money, I don't know, no amount of money could equal the amount of sacrifices I made in the beginning of Front Page Tech to make it work. And I made it work for me. I didn't make it work to eventually sell it to somebody in the future. I'm not saying that I wouldn't. Like, if there was a crazy, crazy, crazy amount of money, but it'd be really, really tough because I built my name around that brand. It wasn't like Apple Track is made by you, and you're like your own independent person. But I feel like FrontPage Tech was...
It is you.
Yeah, my name was built around that brand, and so it'd be real, real tough.
Yeah, man. I know. That would be tough. I've been like, could I even put a number on like you like selling the YouTube? Because like that is the thing that's personal. That is what you've worked on. And as you were talking, I feel like younger me would have been like, yeah, if they gave me like 5-10 million, hell yeah, I'd be out. But then I was sitting here and I was like, what would I spend that money on? $100 million.
Yeah, you just have like, so much money, but then like,
what's your purpose?
Yeah, and that's
what's your function.
That's the thing. Like, when I have this question a lot, when people ask me what my hobbies are, I'm like, oh fuck, I don't know, because I made what used to be my hobbies, I turned into my job. So yeah. If people took my job from me because they offered me X amount of money, then what do I do? Like, what do I wake up for in the middle of the day?
Yeah, at 2 p.m. I have a very exciting announcement. This is an exclusive. I'm getting a real piano in my apartment soon.
Oh shit!
Like it's an upright. It's not like a grand or baby grand or anything crazy. That I'll probably wait to do that until
Did you bring your keyboard with you?
No, it's at my parents' house still. I think I'm gonna bring it though, just because the studio where I record the stuff. I don't think I've even shown. No, all anybody's ever seen is the living room area. That's like my main studio.
Is that where you recorded your video, like the beginning of this week?
Yes. And if you just turn the camera the other way, then that's the other side of the living room.
Oh, okay. Like I'm recognizing. Windows. How's that going, by the way? Are you happy with your move?
Yeah. I mean, living alone is interesting. Sometimes I love it.
Except
sometimes.
That there was a random person with you in that video.
Yeah, that was one of my friends. He was just hanging
in the
out.
Background.
Yeah. So yeah, it was fun. You know, it's great. Like I'm really blessed, and like I have a lot of like friends in the area that like I met in high school, or you know, live here, and I met in college. So it's fun. It's great. It's so much fun to have a spot to just like have people over and hang responsibly, of course.
Of course.
Of course. During the COVID-19 pandemic.
Is your studio set up yet?
I'm looking up right now. I'll post this on our Twitter this week. We've had some casualties with the foam tiles.
Uh-oh.
But dude, that suggestion that you gave me was great, to super glue the strips.
You
remember,
right? You didn't super glue it directly to the wall.
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, they would charge me like $10,000, I'm sure, something stupid to fix these walls. So yeah, it's been good. Like the echo, it's not perfect yet, but it sounds pretty good. I think we're having a good, you know, little get together here in the studio. I got a little rug now. I got some FOMO.
Oh shit.
It's coming together slowly but surely.
Are you gonna start recording videos in there, or are you just happy recording in the living room forever?
Dude, I have been really enjoying
that
the
view,
like
that
variable view, background. I like it, just looks great. Even at night when it's just black, like I've been working on like getting that reflection of the light out of the view, because that annoys the hell out of me. I'm sure you've noticed that too.
The softbox,
yep. And I will say, like, it is nice. And I didn't have anything else to put on that side of the living room anyway. So it's a great view. And like, man, when you get those sunsets, it's like that just adds a new level of like quality content that I really enjoy. That like also you click on the video, it might catch your eye. You're like, whoa, I've never like seen this in a tech video before. It's not IKEA plant white background dual monitors, you know. No offense to the other tech YouTubers.
I do miss the icons though.
I've been thinking about that a lot. I think I want to do like a secondary set in the room I'm recording in right now, which would be like basically the podcast studio, and also the me talking at you guys videos that are really fun to make.
We want the icons back, Sam. I'm gonna start a petition.
A lot of people tweeted at me. Do we have time to get to these questions?
No, we absolutely don't. Let's do one. Okay, we'll do one. By the way, we mentioned it earlier, but yeah, we tweeted and had you guys ask a bunch of questions. Not even joking. Within 10 minutes, because I only gave you guys 10 minutes before I deleted the tweet, 400 questions in 10 minutes.
Wow.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Two, I don't want to leave you guys hanging. So we honestly, I didn't expect us to talk this much this week without, because we didn't have any news, but we're amazing. What can
maybe
we say?
Maybe that's the beauty of the podcast. It's whenever there's a lack of news, I feel like we have our best conversation.
Yeah. So those questions, we're not going to leave you hanging. We asked for them. You gave it to us. So we'll get to those questions in the next episode. That'll be the focus. We promise. Maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Unless there's like a lot of crazy news. Let's do like,
do you want to answer one?
Yeah, let's do like, here, I'll pick one that I want to answer, and then we can both answer, and then you do one, we'll both answer.
Okay, go
ahead. Here's the one that I want to know. Man, this is like a packed episode of like good content. How often do you get messages from obviously fake sources? This is from Gangly Boy on Twitter.
A lot. So
a lot.
There was one this week that was like, hey man, I just created this account just so I could message you. I think I have a scoop you might be interested in. So I was like, go ahead, hit me. And they sent me a fucking picture of an ice cream scoop. Not a joke. They actually
I thought there was more. They just did it.
No, they literally just sent an ice cream scoop. Like from Google Images. That's it.
Oh my God.
I have messages like that a lot where it's clearly fake, but most of the time I don't check. Like, I'm pretty happy with the sources I have now, so I'm not really looking for new sources. I just work with the people I trust so that I don't risk anything. But if I do talk with new sources, I have this new policy where I ask for your like identification for proof that you work at Apple, like your employee badge, as well as your government ID. So like, I don't fuck around. And so usually at that point, it doesn't go that far. Like if people are trolling, they obviously can't get past that step. So I save myself the hassle. But there's a lot of messages that are just obviously fake.
Yeah. I mean, that's been my thing as well. Like I got one. I don't understand, dude. I've never told you this, but there was one that I almost published info from just because they basically sent me a screenshot of a Word doc ahead of a couple of the events with alleged specs for things, which looked very real. And there were a couple of things in there that would have been pretty exciting. And of course, I had of excitement as a fan. And then you say, okay, well, I have a responsibility to do a good job for reporting this stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, I was like, okay, cool. Could I have, I'm done with like the, okay, cool. Like, let's talk. No, I'm like, this is great info. I need you to verify your identity. Yesterday this happened. Oh, okay. I checked 4 hours later, Twitter account deleted. I guess people think that like we don't actually care and we just want clicks and we'll publish anything. But then like that, you know, you don't run a Apple site with that. That's going to have any long-term success. You don't run a YouTube channel that's going to have any long-term success doing that. And like the one a few months back with that guy that was sending like the screenshots, dude, it was weird. This is what happened. So he sent
the guy that went on Reddit. Oh no, I know who you're talking about now.
This is a different guy. I don't know if I've brought this up to you before, but he sent me like a screenshot of like an official, it just looked like somebody had typed out the specs. Like a source had basically told him the specs and he sent it to me. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, cool. Verify me, or like verify your identity. He was like, nope.
He just said nope.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm not sure what's up here. And then I was like, okay, well, I can't publish this. And he goes, suit yourself. So then in my head, I'm like,
yeah,
wait,
that's the classic line. Like, yeah, I'm like, this isn't good enough. They're
so
like,
then in my head, exactly. I'm like, okay, is this guy, you know, maybe this is real info and he's just like so proud that he got it that like, so then I wait, the event happens. None of the info's right. Like some of it that had been previously reported was, but I email him back because I tweet him back on the DMs and I'm like, dude, what was your game here? Like, why did you want me to take the bait? Like, what's the point? You know, what do you get out of it? And he was like, doesn't matter. Okay. What? 2 months go by ahead of the November event, same looking screenshot, new details about the Macs, specs. So I'm like, okay, this is where things get weird. He goes, first one was a test. This is the real info to see if you are trustworthy. And I go, what?
What?
So then of course, cause I'm not a fucking idiot, I sit on this info too, because I'm fairly confident that he's just fucking around. All wrong, all completely wrong. So I go, dude, what is the point of this? And I don't even think he replied. But I was just like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you spending so much time putting this together? I guess because it's like some sick pleasure out of like, oh, you're going to be wrong. Gotcha.
Dude, out of that's the classic line. When they have no other defense, their go-to is, oh, fine then, don't take the info, like, your loss. And as if, like, as if they have the leverage, and I'm just like, dude,
yeah,
you have given me, and they think, like, they think if they say that, I'm going to turn around and be like, oh yeah, there's no way they're lying. But yeah, everyone says that shit, dude. Yeah. And I'm totally cool with waiting. Like, out of everyone that has said that, I think one has actually been legit. And I do the same thing where I'm like, okay, thanks for the info. I'm not going to, and I'll usually be transparent. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything publicly. I'm going to wait till the event. And if you're correct, then, you know, there'll be some validity to you. If you're not going to provide me with some sort of proof, then time will prove if you're, you know, legit or not. Yeah. So I'm like, cool. If you don't want to tell me or you don't want to give me proof, that's fine. We're not going to report anything you say. You know, if we have an event and your info is true, then, you know, there's obviously a good reason to believe you. And out of everyone that has ever done that to me, I think one was actually legit.
Sounds about right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Again, very short-term thinking. I guess it's fun. Yeah. It happens a lot.
Okay. Sam, yeah. I get to pick a question now?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, again, if you asked a question, you're one of the people that asked one of the 400 questions. We'll get to them next week.
Yes.
One of you was picked by Sam. I pick another one, and I pick, because Sam mentioned a good one. This question was good. Your favorite debunked leak.
Hmm.
You mentioned, and there was a physical, like, whole Apple TV report at one time.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember this. I want to find an image, and we should tweet this out sometime this week too. Apple TV set leaked image. I'm just going to type in. Oh yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. 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 2017 Mac rumors, blurry leaked images depict alleged Apple OLED TV. Yeah. And it says Ben Gaskin had tweeted them out. Oh no. Yeah. Alleged Apple OLED TV testing photos, metal body, thin bezel around 60 inch. Oh, but it was from Weibo or Weibo?
Weibo, I think.
Weibo. Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at it. What?
Yeah. I will say, like, those are some convincing leaks, right?
As far as
leaked photos go, it's in like a soundproof testing looking room. Like, come on.
Yeah, but that, I guess.
Completely fake, of course. But yeah, that's probably my favorite of all time, because I do think it'd be, I mean, if Apple made a TV display, that'd be nuts.
This question reminds me of, like, do you remember probably when we were in high school, and I know we're a few years apart, but
yeah,
when I was in high school, every goddamn year there was that rumor that the next iPhone was going to have like a holographic keyboard. Like a laser projected keyboard.
Yeah.
And it never failed. That rumor, now that I do this like as for a living, like for real, and I actually have legit inside information, and a lot of the leaks that you hear come from people like me, it's very interesting to look back, because we don't have crazy claims like that anymore. I don't think we do anyway, but back then, like, it was totally real. You could just prop your iPhone up and it was going to laser project a keyboard or laser project a display, and you could like touch the air. It was going to be crazy.
That
rumor happened every year.
Wow. That is a throwback. I'm trying to think of another one another one that just happened like constantly, like every single year, just
120 hertz or no notch.
No. Well, no notch, I think, will happen in a couple of years. It will. That's not even a question. It's just not this year. But yeah, I mean, there's just always been like, there's just some rumors that always stay. It's escaping me.
I do miss the laser keyboard ones though, for sure. I miss those.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the like full glass iPhone, you always see those photos.
Oh yeah, the transparent one.
The transparent, which would just be horrible.
All the concepts for those were amazing.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, so good. Thank you for that question. That was a really good question. That took me back. So this is the longest episode we've done so far.
Yeah, this was really, really fun.
Congrats to ourselves.
A good time. I feel like we had some really good talks and discussions, and I want to say thank you to all of you guys for listening and sending questions. Yeah, we will be back with questions and maybe more news. Is it going to be a busy week?
We'll find out. I like how we're like, there's no news. We have nothing for this episode. And now it's suddenly the longest episode we've ever recorded.
Yeah. That's what happens when podcasts get going. They like, everybody's like, we'll stick to an hour. And then you just have fun. And it's just like 3 hour episodes.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Keep leaving us good reviews on iTunes, or does Spotify do reviews? I don't think they do.
I don't know.
I think they just kind of say, here's, you're getting what you get. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting us. Please continue to love us and enjoy the show and give us feedback. We love that. And this is a great time. We're so happy you guys are loving it. And we can't wait to talk to you again next week.
I'll talk to you next week after I get my first Butterburger.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait. Butterburger review exclusive John Prosser take. We will we'll see you guys next week.
That's my promise. I'm going to, for the next, that's my homework this week. I'm going to get a Butterburger and then report back.
Okay. That sounds good.
Custard or whatever the fuck you said.
All right, John. I will see you next week at the Genius Bar.
All right. Bye, guys.